No, thank you, Miss Rena. I always wanted to have a garden. Letting me tend to your garden is so enjoyable. And I did not know that about Magna Flora. My what? Oh, my lover came here. I thought you said... You know what? Not important. Thank you for making a garden and teaching me about elemental plant facts. Now let's never mention what I thought again. Hello, darling. Quickly, let's go. Hello, Mr. Demog. Your cafe is quiet today. Is Aunt Agnes here today? No? Well, my adorable love wanted to see her. Since we are here anyway, can I get some honey bread and sweet sugar tea for the both of us? Thank you. Let's go sit down, darling. I want to talk about your father. My, my, such a gentleman. Is it bad? Well, no, I'm more confused. Well, it's the important rules you and Auntie warned me about. Never mention your mother to him, and don't ask him anything about the original story of the knight in bloodstained armor story. No, I didn't say anything about it. I didn't break the rules. I've been here for 3 months, and I hear stories and tales. Am I mad at some of the stories? No, well, not these specific ones, but that's for later. I need to know what's real, but not here in public. Right, your father. Well, what I'm getting at is, what is the original story? You don't want me to say any of it. I asked for it when we first met, so it's been on my mind for a time. Wait, your mom cursed you to not tell the truth? Can you write it? I am very interested in magic, so I go to Mr. Zelisha's library and read what little information on magic he's got. So I always wonder, what if loopholes could be applied? If they said it...
I cannot speak of it due to a curse, so I will never mention any of this again.
Do I have paper and a mark rock? I do. Thank you, Mr. Demog. So good. I love how sweet this tasty food is. Oh, you're done? Okay, let me see. Wow, okay. This is a bit of a read. Well, I did ask, so might as well understand it. The real story is that the Knight of Bloodstained Armor was your mother. Oh my. Okay, there was bandits, but they attacked your mother and you managed to escape the house fire, but fell unconscious. When you woke up, your house burned down and your mother was missing. Time passed and you hear rumors of a knight in blood-stained armor killing diners and taking children. Oh my. Sorry, I'll be more quiet. Anyways, back to the story. The children were returned 2 days later, claiming a demon stole them. When you reached a certain age of a teen, you seek out this knight and discover it was your mother. The untreated head wound and smoke inhalation made her delirious, and she assumed every child was hers, and you had to. You had to kill her? And so you did. Oh. Oh, my dear poor love. It must have broken you. It all makes sense now. Your feel for comfort. The moments where you want me to brush hair with my hand when we cuddle. I'm so sorry you had to suffer with that pain. Keep reading? Oh. But in the last second, you couldn't bring yourself to do it. But instead, you brought her home and tried to rehabilitate her. Ugh, who writes sentences like this? I didn't want to question how you got cursed, since it seemed to be a very emotional subject to speak of. Thank you for not laughing at me for assuming you gave her mercy. Okay, I'll keep reading. It says you help your mom for a month until she disappears again, leaving her old armor. But instead, she took the new one your father made for her. Okay, that's what made me curious. Well, I saw your father at his forge staring at old, dirty female armor crying. Did you ever see her again? Only a few times? She is able to remember you, but has sworn a life of violence, fearing history can repeat again. So you go and aid her in killing bandits and evil things, hoping one day she'll return. But to keep you safe, she put a curse that would keep her identity a secret. Well, you can't say she is the real knight in blood-stained armor that became the legend. Nothing on you becoming the new knight in blood. You've gone through so much at such a young age. Well, it's good she's not dead. But still, she's out there, trying to fight against the nightmare to be free from. Yes. Let's not focus on this melancholy. We got delicious bread full of honey. And you moved past it. I love you. I want you to know that. I am here. And I will always be for you. When you need someone to talk to, and someone to speak to. I will always be here, my beloved. What? Sorry, Mr. Demog. Won't happen again. Darling, You can't say that the honey dripping off my lips reminds you of your cum. Well, not in public. Unless you want me on this table. Right now. Fucking my big butt. I am a tease. You're the one who started it, you pervert. Thank you for lunch, Mr. DeMog. Okay, now that we're alone, I have to ask. So, you know how legends and stories tend to get a little over-exaggerated? How so? Well, you know how when... Oh, fuck it. Did you fuck 20 women at once a few years back? Why did I ask? Well, for research purposes, obviously. What kind of research? Oh, you know, the kind of research of non-specifics. Well, if you won't answer, then what about the time you were able to make all women orgasm at the same time? Oh, that's good. Why is it good that you didn't do that? Because something like that is impossible and highly unlikely, and glad you didn't sleep with more than one woman at a time. Jealous? I'm not jealous, it's cute when I'm jealous? No, it's not. There's nothing cute about being jealous. What would I do if it was true? Well, I wouldn't believe you. I understand you well enough to know that ain't you. But, if you can make women squirm by their nipples... I don't believe it till proven true. Hey, my love. Not out here. We're not home yet. And you're at... Hey, my love. Not out here. We're not home yet. And your Aunt Agnes could appear any moment and is probably expecting us. You saw her hiding in the back of the bakery? Oh my. That explains why Mr. DeMog was always keeping his back towards us from the kitchen window. One day we gotta confront her on being a hypocrite. Still a miffed on what she said 2 months ago. Oh, so that means we got the home all to ourselves. Last one there uses their mouth on the winner. For a strong night, you sure are slow. You don't want my mouth to fuck your cock? Something you have planned for me? That just makes me want to win even more. Whew. Well, look at that. I win. And what's my reward? Yes? I heard about your famous fight against a Goliath barbarian. What do I know about it? Well, you were hired by the king to aid in a battle against the barbarian tribe. It was the peak of the battle, and the tides of war could turn to either side. Then, out of nowhere, a behemoth of a man appeared. And with your lightning-fast reflexes, you brought the Goliath down to their knees. Holding itself as the call of the Reaper was ringing in his ears. Oh, what is the truth then? The Goliath was a woman? And when you slashed at her, you hoped to remove her clothes so she'd be too embarrassed to fight? It didn't work, and she managed to get the better of you by grabbing and tossing you around. Yeah, I bet she did. I'm not mad, just... what happened next? Oh, you managed to use a poison knife to cut her Achilles tendon? And she fell to her knees? What happened to her? You gave her a warrior's death. Honorable. But why tell me this? Oh, well, I'm not sure it's possible to remove clothing by slashing the person, but still leaving the person unharmed. Well, I've seen you do so much amazing things, and you have remarkable strength. But, sweetie, you can't do that. That seems so... hold still. Wait! Darling, I... you... ow! Fine! Hey. Okay, yes. Oh, you prove you can remove my clothes without hurting me. Oh, you're sucking my nipples. Despite me winning the race. Can I suggest something? Oh. Can you fuck me against the outside wall of our house? I want you to rail me hard. I'm not a pervert. I just was in the library one day and read some naughty stories about exhibitionism. Remember how we talked about making love in the woods? The training field nearby. Oh, heavens. And even Mr. DeMog was doing a bit of that in his kitchen. Oh, I got aroused and... Beniti, for your amazing cock. Hey, don't call me a pervert for wanting to do it in public. I felt your rock-hard cock with my feet back at the cafe. And yes, I am such a tease. Oh, my. Yeah. That's it. Oh, fuck me against this wall. For rubbing your cock with my feet at the cafe. Oh, I wanted to use my feet to rub your cock so hard you cum all over your pants. Just imagine... my feet gently rubbing that incredible dick. Oh, teasing you till you get nice and hard. And then I start going harder and harder. Oh, and fucking harder until your load burst out. Mr. DeMog wouldn't notice. Or perhaps he wouldn't care because he's getting his dick sucked. Oh, how would you feel if someone walked in? Like Miss Arena. When you arrived to pick me up, she said you came. I was so confused and thought you made a mess in your pants. Oh, yes. I am a pervert. I'm your pervert. The pervert you are going to fuck her ass against this wall. Because I need your cock in me. What if Mr. Zilsha came in? If he saw, he would act like he didn't see what I was doing to you. How else would he write another book for his secret hiding spot I found? It's behind his biographies, by the way. I always did find it strange that someone so full of himself had so many of his books just tucked away in the back. He may be nice and prideful, but he's a closet pervert, just like us. Yeah, you know how to stop me from talking. Get me on my knees and shove that rock fucking hard cock down my throat. Yes, my love. Oh, choke my throat. Oh, what if Mr. Elric built us some kind of furniture where we can make a love in all the positions? Oh, you're cock twitched. You like that idea, don't you? Oh, think about a nice, soft, and yet hard furniture. A fuck couch, we'll call it. Oh, one of us will lay on it. Well, the other goes down on them. And then you can bend me over on the front or the back and shove that cock in me. It doesn't matter which side. The fuck couch is perfect. Every curve, every bump, even the seat to lay down in is perfect for fucking. Much like this wonderful penis. Oh, darling, I heard stories about how you have balls of steel that even dragonkin fire breath can't melt. Oh, prove to me how great your balls are. Oh, I know those moans. You're gonna come. All I wanted in my ass. Please, my love. Fuck this fat ass I catch you staring at. Every time I bend over. Oh, God, yes. I'm fine. It hurts. Oh, but it hurts so good. Oh, you know when you want me. I can be your fucking whore. Darling, remember when I bent over to pick up a towel you dropped? How you spanked my ass? Oh, I liked it. So please, just spank my naked ass red. By the heavens of the 12th order, use me. Use me as your slut. Oh, yeah. Like that. Use my love to satisfy your naughtiest desires. After all, you stripped me out here in public. And now you're fucking up against this wall. Oh, you're such a pervert. God, I love it. I love you. Pull my hair. Pull my hair. Yes. Make me be all the woman those stories told you about. Make me the only one who truly has been the whore of all of them. Yes, yes, right there. Bite my ass there. Treat me as the dirtiest fucking whore. Prove to me you are a sex god. Reincarnated for me. And me alone. Not those non-existent wenches. That they say you betted. I spent years being a pure virgin, waiting for my knight in shining armor. But I don't want them. I want a knight covered in the failures of his enemies. Make my ass yours. You own this ass, so fuck it. Cover my ass. Anal cream pie the fuck out of me. I know when you're at your limit. I know one story. You can make women reach climax by their ass. So make me the first to know the truth of it. Oh, great heavens, yes. Like that. Make me squirm all over the inside of your walls. I'm the first woman who you did this to. Not some tavern maiden who wants a worthless cock. It's mine. You're mine. Not theirs. Oh, my word. I can see it. I can see it. Oh, I can see the gates of the Platinum City of Souls. Oh. I love you. You're going to carry me to bed. Oh, okay. I am pretty tired, my love. Guess that story is true, too. You can make women orgasm so hard they fall asleep. Thank you, my love. Can I get a kiss? Darling, can we cuddle? Of course I am needy. You skillfully cut my clothes off and pounded me till I got sleepy. Oh, thank you. Another kiss, please. I love you. I love you, my beautiful knight. Oh, really? Tomorrow I can finally train? thank you. I promise I'll get stronger. So I can finally fuck you. Not the woman in the stories. Was I jealous? I'm too tired to argue about it. Yes. I was jealous. But now that you're mine, I have nothing to be jealous of. My research? Oh, you know it very well. My research was to see how far you'll go. And how much of a pervert you'll be. I love researching how perverted you are, my love.